A mentoring program aimed at connecting university students to Indigenous high school students has been so successful that it's now being exported to the United States. The Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience has supported more than 10,000 school students over the last 12 years. Our reporter Sarah Maunder caught up with the team in the South Australian regional city of Mount Gambier.
Where do dreams come from? Who owns a dream? And why do we have them? These are the questions being asked by AIM's Chief Executive Jack Manning Bancroft at Reedy Park Primary School in Mount Gambier. And as he explains, there's no one better to ask than children.
The end game destination of this trip is we're about to set out on this huge journey to try and light up kids' dreams around the world, and we've come to Mount Gambier to try and find out what is at the heart of dreaming and what is at the heart of kids' dreams. We've got a lady named Alana Stone who's here with us today, who's a musician from All Our Exes Live in Texas, which is an Australian band. Alana and the Exes girls are going to pull together some of their friends and turn it into a music track. So we'll have a nice storyline from country Australia and kids in the next generation talking about dreams and where they come from.
Singer and accordion player Alana Stone says she couldn't say no to the opportunity to be involved in the project.
I always wonder how I can get involved in things like Indigenous education as a, I guess, a young middle class white person. When you meet people who are so motivated and doing such exciting stuff in such a different way, like Jack's got a lot of energy and he kind of is a kid in some ways, and in that way he is really effective at sort of changing people's minds.
After Mount Gambier, Jack Manning Bancroft will relocate to New York with the goal to make AIM a global mentoring initiative.
We're opening it up to try and find 10 young people around the world that want to take this model to their country and bring it to life in the same way, or if not better than what I've done here. And yeah, it'll be for them to work with university students, then mobilise them and build a bridge of mentoring to go back and work with the kids who are being left behind. So not necessarily Indigenous kids, it might be women in India, it might be Syrian refugees in France, it could be, you know, white kids in the Rust Belt of America who are looking at a very different future today.
So my name is Ben Abitangelo. My family are Gunai Kurnai people from Eastern Victoria, and I am the co-CEO at AIM. Today is first and foremost an opportunity for us to come out to Mount Gambier and connect with the local community, but most importantly, we're out here to have a good time. We, amidst all the travel that we've got going on in the global campaign that kicks off in a couple of weeks' time, we thought it'd be beautiful to come out to Mount Gambier and, you know, share our program, shine a spotlight on the town itself, but also have an opportunity to sort of be present and be around the kids and, you know, have a bit of fun.
Jessica McGarry, the Aboriginal education teacher at Reedy Park Primary, says the school signed on to AIM as an ambassador of Indigenous success at the start of this term.
Basically, that means that we acknowledge the successes of our Indigenous kids, but we also give the non-Indigenous kids the same acknowledgements and give them the skills to acknowledge the Indigenous kids as well. So it's all about equality, basically. We got a phone call basically to say that Jack wanted to come down, the CEO, and wanted to film this video here, and we were a little bit shocked. Because, yeah, we've only got 19 Indigenous kids, but we obviously said yes, and it's huge for our school, but huge for the whole community as well.
So, why do we have dreams? Where do they come from? Well, the answer wasn't so simple, as Jack and Ben found out when they were talking with year reception students Nash and Elliot.
What did you learn? What did
we're having a dream now.
We're having a dream. Are we living in a dream?
That's Ben Abitangelo with the children there from Mount Gambier. He's from the Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience, that report from Sarah Maunder.